Speaking with Chris Gibbs this morning from American Rare Earths. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Look, some welcome news for Halleck Creek, a big milestone here. You've announced a JORC resource for the project. Tell us a bit more.
Hey, look, this is outstanding news for American Rare Earths. It's a massive JORC resource of 1.43 billion tons of, and again, this is for the rare earths that we're chasing here is neodymium, praseodymium, and now look, this is great news for the company. And look, there's about 4.73 million tons of the rare earth oxide, and now we're super excited, and it's great news for the company. This project is shaping up to be a strategic project within the United States, and it's no secret, Andrew, that the United States have made it very clear to onshore these critical materials, and American Rare Earths, this project, Halleck Creek, could not be in a better position being located within the United States.
Well, that's right, because there's only currently one producing rare earth mine within the states.
That's correct. There's the Mountain Pass mine in the United States, and they're the only producing mine, and what they produce is a concentrate that is shipped overseas. And the United States, when you look at the projection going forward, they need a number of these mines like the Mountain Passes within the United States. And again, for us, this project, it's smack bang in the United States in a great mining jurisdiction in Wyoming. And this thing is huge, Andrew. This JORC resource that we've got of 1.43 billion tons is in an area, we've only drilled 25% of our particular claims. And look, and what we've drilled to date is we've gone down to 150 meters, and this thing is still open at depth. And so being open at depth, and also the additional areas to drill, this thing is huge. And from a pure strategic perspective for the United States, really sets up having this major project. And the United States, they want things that are big, and this thing is big, and it is potentially the largest rare earth project within the US, and will play a key strategic role going forward for that country.
Well, you say you're seeing consistent grades here from surface to at least 150 meters. Of course, early days, but potentially could lend itself to a fairly straightforward open pit mining scenario.
Oh, look, that's correct, Andrew. Look, I've run some major mines in North America, and in particular, one mine I was running had a cutoff grade of 0.043%, which is a very low cutoff grade. And here what we have is that was a large open pit mine, and what we've got here would essentially lend itself again to a large scale, low cost open pit mine. And these mines are right throughout the western part of the United States. And it's right from surface. So the strip ratio is going to be virtually non-existent, and consistent grade will make this thing easy to mine, and will be a large, low cost, open pit mine operation. And so it's super exciting for American Rare Earths.
And Chris, how's the met test work going?
Look, the met test work's going very well, and in fact, we put out we're trying to keep the market very well informed, and you would have seen some of those earlier results regarding mineralogy and the results from the magnetic separation. And look, it's going extremely well, and we're on track right now to really be completing this initial round of met testing by the end of the next quarter. So things are progressing. And we've had no major showstoppers here. If anything, we've actually seen that the ore responds extremely well to magnetic separation, with getting some great upgrading. And also, we remove around 72% of the waste or the gangue material just coming out of that magnetic separation process. So there's some great news coming out of the metallurgy front, and we're continuing to progress things to, like I say, complete that. And look, we're fast tracking this project because we believe we're onto something here, which is going to make a huge difference.
And that would lead on to a scoping study a bit later on in the year.
That's correct. Yeah, Andrew, first things first is that we keep knocking these things off. The first thing was to come out with the JORC resource. And the next thing here is to complete this initial metallurgical test work. And then we'll be rolling into really completing the first round of economics for this project.
Yeah, exciting times, Chris. Good to speak. Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you very much, Andrew.